Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can follow me at Twitter at Bruce Salen. That's S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like Sam's. Pastor Drew Sams, who is our next guest for Spiritual Talk. Pastor Drew has been a pastor at Calvary Community Church for a long time, and he is the proud father of a baby who is almost not a baby anymore. He's 18 and a half months old. Isn't that true, Pastor Drew?
18 months, can you believe it? He's 18 months going on 18 years old, it seems like. This kid is just off the charts. It's so much fun.
All right, well, we have to have our health and welfare update, so first, the intro. All right, I'm making it shorter because I want to have more time with you. So, how is baby Drew doing?
Man, I love it. How fun is this? I got to share all these updates with you every week. It's kind of a chronological journal via
You could put
radio.
Them all together. You could put them all together.
You could. You know? Well, hey, here's the update. He actually hugs back now. 18 months I've been hugging him, and just this last week he started hugging back. And, you know, I think he's hugging me because he doesn't want me to take his pacifier away from him. It's amazing. So we're having a lot of fun.
Very, very, very cool. Well, we're going to talk about an opposite topic because I know you're not having any anger when you talk about your baby and your beautiful family. But this week's column was called I'm Mad as Hell. I know you actually read my columns, unlike some people I know that I'm not going to necessarily reference right now. But what are your initial thoughts upon reading the column and about how we all deal with anger? And, of course, please weave into it anything you'd like to share from scriptures.
Oh, wonderful. Well, boy, what a timely topic. I mean, you can turn on the news. You can walk outside. You can go on the freeway. You can look in the mirror and see anger everywhere. I mean, it's so true that part of the universal condition of us as humans, we get angry. And sometimes we get angry for good reasons, but most of the time, and you touch on this often in your column, we get angry for just the terrible reasons. I'm reminded there's I think it's a blog, it's out there, or even perhaps just an ongoing joke, but have you heard of the phrase first world problems?
Yes.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's so true that we get so angry or even use the word hate over, you know, our latte not having enough milk in it, or our internet connection being so slow, or our microwave needing to be serviced. You know, these are first world problems, but it's so true that our anger over just trivial things causes us to lash out at each other, to waste time, to really not be the people that really we could be.
You know, Rabbi Joseph Telushkin wrote a book called Words That Heal and Words That Hurt. And it's a really wonderful book. He's a brilliant, brilliant speaker, writer, and man who I've learned a lot from over the years. But the words we use will actually impact how we feel, which is why I included in the column the fact that we bandy about the word hate way too easily. And if you just try to monitor yourself and not say, I hate this traffic, I hate that my coffee's cold, I hate that the microwave is broken, to use your example, and save it for, I hate the terrorists that caused 9/11. I hate that the government has shut down for no good reason. I hate that my loved one is ill or sick. Those are things to hate or be upset about or angry about. The first world problems, as you described it, are not things to hate. In many ways, ironically, it's things to be grateful for. Oh, my air conditioning is not working. Wow, I have air conditioning when 95% of the world doesn't, and it will be fixed, so I won't have air conditioning for a day and a half. Oh, poor me. Excuse me. Lucky me.
Mm. Yeah, it's so true, and I think that, you know, it's so funny. I told you on the break a couple months ago, I actually did an entire sermon on anger. And one of the comments I made in that sermon at the church that I serve at is that God gets angry, but he gets angry at the right things. He gets angry at injustice. He gets angry at oppression. And he does something about it. And sometimes we don't like how he handles it, but some of the things that he gets angry at can maybe be litmus test to see, are the things that we're getting angry about, are they really worth getting angry about? And in that, also in that sermon, I mentioned a verse that is kind of surprising. It's in the letter of Ephesians, mm-hmm. the New Testament, and it literally says, be angry and yet do not sin. And, you know, often as Christians or people who are part of a religious organization, they might hear the phrase, you know, you should never get angry. Yet Scripture says, be angry, yet do not sin. And so one of the points I made was that whenever our anger causes us to either become bitter, to blow up, or to bottle up, that's when it becomes sin. But if in that anger over the right things causes us to seek justice, to care for the poor, the oppressed,
or to fight evil,
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, which is, of course, it's not a sin. But when Hitler and Japan were doing what they were doing in World War II, we as a country in those days had morals that aren't as apparent as they were then, and felt it a moral obligation to fight back and defend the freedom of the world, which was at stake during World War II. But there's a big difference.
Yeah, huge difference. And of course, you know, some people in the name of God do terrible things, and they say, oh, God led us to do this, or to destroy that people group, or to do this thing or that atrocity. But, you know, there's this, it's so true in this culture that we get so wrapped up in some of the pettiest things. And I love how in your column you said just to be mindful of the words you speak, because truly the words we speak, whether it's out loud or even in our hearts, begin to shape us. They shape our emotions. They shape our perspective. They shape our actions. And words are so powerful.
Without a doubt. And in many ways, words can be a lot more damaging than some physical things. Not that I would ever want a loved ones to hit one another, but if I got a punch in the arm from a loved one, that might sting for a little bit, but really harsh words would stay with me a whole lot longer. So it's a big difference. For what it's worth, I would really love if you'd send me that sermon and give me permission to print it.
I'd love to, yeah.
I would like to read it. And any other thoughts on this general subject, Pastor?
You know, I think one of the things that I think leads us to anger or leads us to hate, to use that word that you reference often in the column, is I think as humans that we're wired to want justice. And sometimes that's a good thing. You know, we want justice for somebody who's been wronged. We want justice for, let's say, a people group that's been oppressed. We want justice if we've been hurt or exploited. But sometimes we distort really what justice is, and we get to the point where we think, my lane in the freeway is my lane, and how dare that person get in my lane, and I want justice, and I want to make sure I get ahead of them, cut them off, beat them to that exit or whatever it is, or we distort justice, and we think that, you know, my coffee that I order, you know, at my favorite coffee shop should come, you know, and it becomes this, if almost a distorted sense of justice, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense, and I think our kids are raised thinking this, and it distorts their sense of values in right and wrong in many ways.
And of course, we are always the innocent ones, and everybody else is guilty.
Well, that is true for everybody else. I am innocent, but on that note of innocence, Pastor Drew, please tell our listeners where they can find you, because we are done.
No, so quick, every week. Well, I'm on all social networks, at Surfer Drew.
Okay, very importantly, when's the last time you surfed?
You know, 2 weeks.
Okay, it's gorgeous out.
It is gorgeous out. No
okay.
surf right now.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're hoping some storms out in the ocean send some waves our way. So.
All right. Well, I will pray for waves for Pastor and Surfer Drew. Thank you again, Pastor Drew. Stay tuned. We will be back after these messages with Therapy Talk and Dr. Jennifer Weberman.
His name is Bruce Allen. He used to have a Jufro. He was born and raised out in the town of L.A. That's where he went to UCLA, got his MBA. Produced his first film at age 24. That's when he really started to score. Vice President of ABC. Yeah, that's right. He's a motherfucking G. Yeah.